I've been reading about you lately, so all right, go ahead and address the first story that was in the paper this week about new management.
Indeed, indeed. A lot of buzz about this.
Good use of the word buzz. Thank you.
Yeah, new management. We've been working with National Shows 2 out of Nashville for 6 years. They are owned by Frank Productions out of Madison, Wisconsin. And so we have teamed up with the Frank and NS2 team, and they have taken over operations, and we're now, you know, plugged into their system.
Basically. So for the average person listening, it's really no difference at all, no change at
you'll
all.
There will be no difference to the music hall. I'm still doing all the local and creative programming. I'm still helping with all the national programming. We still have, you know, Bonnie Wolf in marketing, Nicholas doing operations, making sure the artists are taken care of. Nothing is going to change as far as what we're programming, what we're doing. What will change is internally, we'll have a lot more support from their marketing team, their accounting team, their booking team, and their venue operators is what they do. So we can just plug into their systems and just have that, you know,
the synergy,
kismet, symbiotic relationship.
But it's a sign of the success of the music hall.
Beautiful. And it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's a really cool thing. You know, I've gotten some interesting stuff about, you know, corporate takeovers and the like, and this is not that at all. Bennett Hospitality wants this. We want it as a team. Everyone's coming at this as a team, and we're really excited about what this means, because the way touring's happening now, if you're not plugged into that larger network, tours are being bought out in 20, 30, you know, 35 dates at a time.
Right.
So if you're not in that network, you're seeing less and less of these one-off dates. So it's getting harder and harder. And even, you know, Charleston is amazing, and we have a great, great market and a great music scene, but it has always been hard to draw artists here.
Can we talk about your team just for a moment, but how amazing your staff is and everybody that works at the music hall? I know you love them.
they're truly some of the most beautiful people in the world, and they really love what they do, and they work so hard. I mean, Nicholas was there at 6:30 loading in a law seminar this morning, then he's going to flip around and load in Kathleen Madigan at 4 p.m. and run the show tonight. I mean, it's truly, you know, we're doing 6, 7, 8 shows a week. They're doing an amazing job. So I'm proud.
We'll go ahead and mention that your comedian Kathleen Madigan is tonight at the music hall, and then tomorrow night is the Fab Four, the Beatles tribute. I took my son when he was about 12 or 13 years old to the music hall to see this years ago, and it was a blast. Yeah. They go through all the eras of the Beatles and the wardrobe,
costume,
the whole
changes
thing.
It sounded great.
And they brought their guitar tech on for the encore, and they did "While My Guitar Gently Weeps," and he nailed it.
So good.
Oh, man, it was great. So I highly recommend that if you're a Beatles fan. And then more documentary films on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You have Mountain Film on tour Sunday as well. I know you love those docs and the film series that you guys do.
Yeah, we love the adventure films. They're super great. You get to see a bunch of different stories. You get to meet new people and get jazzed up about being outside.
I just got a text message from Chad at 843-225-1055. Remember, folks, you can always text me during the program or give me a buzz and join the conversation. Chad wants to know, what happened to the Anderson East show?
Oh, Anderson East, Foy Vance. Foy Vance had to cancel due to personal reasons.
All right, well, there you go.
And Anderson didn't want to go out. It was built as a co-bill. Anderson has a new album coming out later in the year, so it just makes sense for them to scrap the entire tour.
Let me give you a chance to address, I mean, the paper was mentioning it this week. You and I talked about this last year.
We're really bummed about that.
And again, we talked about this last month, about taking out the chairs on the floor in front of the stage. I cannot wait. I think that's a great thing. I'm looking forward to it. Some people are worried that, oh, you know, you're going to do this for all shows. And we're just go ahead and address this story with the chairs coming up.
Not to fear. All we're doing is there's 300 seats in front of the stage. That's rows 1 through 8. We're making those seats removable. So we're putting in brand new seats. They're going to be super comfy and beautiful. And we're going to do everything we're doing now. We're doing 75 plus national concerts, film, dance, everything. All that's going to stay. But we're going to add 30 to 40 GA shows a year, general admission, where we will pull out those front seats and create a standing room in front of the stage. You know, we were missing a lot of artists because they say, oh, you have seats, we don't want to come to the venue. Even artists you wouldn't expect, like the sweet folk duo, whose now name is gone, but all kinds of groups are not coming to the venue because of seats. And then also, it creates a different atmosphere for certain shows.
Well, I just think about a show like Lettuce or Dark Star Orchestra or Mike Gordon or plays. People want to stand up, they want to dance, and they're going to be up there at the stage for G-Day.
The biggest battle I deal with is half the audience wants to stand, half the audience wants to sit. And we're a majority rule now for our reserve seating shows. So whichever way the audience is going, that's kind of what we're doing for the night. But, you know, yes, Dark Star Orchestra, a Grateful Dead tribute band. If you want to sit and enjoy your seat, you can go upstairs. You can go in the back of the room. The back of the seats will still be there, and you can still see over everyone standing because we do have a raked floor, which is nice. Or go to the front and dance your head off. And that's music, baby. I mean, you know, it's hard for me to sit still in general, but especially when I got them tunes flowing through my veins.
Well, I mean, I'm used to standing up for 4 hours a show. I almost prefer that.
Yeah,
Depending on the show or whatever. And, you know, we should mention also.
And I also love sitting and you know, listening to Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn play the most beautiful and, you know, crying my eyes out. So,
exactly.
I mean, we want the best of both worlds. And I promise that we are going to have that.
I mentioned that the Black Jacket Symphony is coming back April 30th, and the tickets for that show go on sale today, and they're doing Pink Floyd's The Wall. They were just here doing Zeppelin. I've never seen them. It sounds like I need to go and check this out.
Yeah. We've done probably 13 or 14 shows with them so far, and we do about three a year where they do the first set, they take an iconic album, they play the album, and the second set, they play the hits from the band. So it's fantastic. Video wall, full light. They bring in a full light package. It's really cool.
I'm going to have to check that out. Okay, so other shows coming up in February. And by the way, if you're listening right now to the Morning Buzz, we're going to have a little treat for you here in just a second. So hang on. I know I've got some friends who are really excited about Tesla coming to town February 17th.
Oh, yeah, baby. Here we go. Tesla. Tesla's coming Feb 14, Charlton Singleton's Heart of the 90s. Oh. Charlton just won a Grammy with Ranky Tanky.
We're going to have Charlton on this program here later this month. So great Charlton
perfect.
Singleton for Valentine's
Day. So En Vogue, Garth Brooks, TLC, Montrell Jordan, Prince, Mary J. Blige, Celine Dion. He's bringing you the hits of love on Valentine's Day.
Excellent. We love
that's
Charlton.
That's going to be a lot of fun. We're doing two cool film series or film events this month. Feb 19, we're doing Jay and Silent Bob. The reboot with Kevin Smith. So Kevin Smith will actually be there for a Q&A afterwards. And then 3 days later, Feb 22, we're doing Napoleon Dynamite with John Hader, Napoleon. We're trying out, you know, there's these packages of these films with the stars coming along with it.
But the fact that John Hader will be there and Kevin Smith will be there, that's cool.
Yeah, super cool. And then, of course, Amy Grant, Feb 27, Tommy Emmanuel, Feb 28, and Jupiter Coyote, Feb 29. Just among some of the few things we have going on this month.
Man, you like your job.
I love my job.
Keep having fun.
Always a pleasure.
We will see you at the music hall.
Yes, sir. Can't wait to dance and or sit and cry with you.
Oh, and we'll see you next month before the first of what's the first official show without the chairs?
April 19th is Rising Appalachia out of Asheville, actually. They're amazing. So we're really excited to have them in the venue.